And a good morning to you all in Kansas City. Shout out to those that get up quite early after a late Sunday night finish in New York with the victorious Chiefs team, 22-9. Nice job on the minus six, Dusty. Thank you very much. Didn't feel like 22-9, did it?
That's a big NFL win, though, man. Okay. 22-9, what is that? 22 minus 9 is what, 13? You won by basically two touchdowns, you know, yesterday. But you're right, it didn't feel like a two-touchdown win. But in the grand scheme of things in the NFL, that's one of the bigger deficits or margins of victory that we saw yesterday in the league. I mean, there were a lot of close games yesterday, a lot of games coming down to the wire, especially in that early window yesterday. And the Chiefs found a way to kind of stem the tide and get that first relief win of the season. I think last night was more of a relief, guys, than an excitement, right? I think for a lot of people, I think you could kind of sense that in the team. You could sense that in the fan base yesterday. That was a relief win yesterday. Got that first one out of the way. Got a win in New York against a bad team. You kept a losing team losing. And now you got a short week. Welcome to the Baltimore Ravens, who have to play tonight. So we get the benefit of the doubt there because Baltimore, you know, is playing that Monday night game. But I thought a relief yesterday, Dusty, more than anything. It wasn't like a joyous victory and you weren't running around your neighborhood celebrating and high-fiving everybody. We got a win. We got the hell out of there. And that's all that really matters at this point of the season.
Yeah. I mean, the offense is still struggling. They can't run the ball to save their lives. They don't run around the ball. What was the stat, Mac? They ran 60 plays, ran it 23 times?
Yeah, 60 plays, not including the Mahomes rush, and they ran it 23 times, so you do the math.
Well, 10 carries apiece. 10 carries apiece for you know, the two running backs that we have out there on the field. And I thought they were kind of running the ball okay, but they didn't allow them to continue to run the ball. You know, Isaiah Pacheco was getting you 4.5 yards a clip yesterday, and Kareem Hunt was getting you, you know, 3.5 yards per clip. Those are pretty good numbers when you're running the ball like that. I thought they probably should have committed a little bit longer to trying to run the football yesterday, but they didn't, and here we sit. They figured out a way to get the win, you know, for the fans yesterday, right?
Yeah, I mean, more so themselves.
But themselves, too,
The hell with the fans, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean, that was more of like a in-locker room morale thing because, again, we'll dive into this game throughout the afternoon, throughout the morning. Kling will join us. Derek Johnson joins us. We'll have Vern, obviously, a little bit later to talk about what's going on in the AL Central. Royals not eliminated yet. There's still hope.
Still hope.
You're telling me there's a chance.
There's still a chance. It's You're going very into Tuesday.
Little. It's very
I mean, you got one mistake left in you. That's it. But, hey, you got the Angels and you got the A's.
Braves, right?
No, A's.
Oh, it is A's. Yeah, it is A's. Yeah, I always get confused how their little team name is on the schedule. Yeah, who knows? I mean, obviously, it's kind of fun to talk about. But, yeah, the Harrison Butker, let's go what we didn't like first and then what we did like second, right? Harrison Butker, something's not right. There's yips. There's something not going on in his foot. That's always been there. Travis Kelce, again, with a blow up on the sideline and didn't look good. Some people say, oh, that's what you want to see, some fight and fierce. I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like that look. And the offense, right? Thornton is balling.
Yeah.
What, two touchdowns yesterday? The big one at the end of the game, which pretty much iced it. Two-time Taekwon, what we call him.
If just, he goes just to, one, just one yesterday. Okay. Yeah. Who him had, and Kareem.
Okay.
Thornton had that other one that Mahomes threw into the end zone.
On a yard line.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That great catch. Yeah, that's right.
He should have had two touchdowns
yesterday. You're right. That one ended inside the 1 yard
still
line.
Still five catches, still, 71 yards.
He was amazing yesterday, man. He really was. Like that's a guy who you can look back and say he's raising his level. He's taking advantage of an opportunity because, you know, nobody else is, right, from an offensive weapon standpoint. Nope. Hollywood Brown had a decent enough game yesterday. Juju had a couple of big plays when, you know,
Early on,
a big 20-some yarder for Juju Smith-Schuster yesterday. But Taekwon Thornton is making the most of his opportunities right now. And that is a good thing because when we get our guys back at the wide receiver position, when you get Rice back, when you get Worthy back, now you can kind of look and say, okay, we've got Taekwon Thornton as well, who's developing some sort of chemistry right now with Patrick Mahomes. It hasn't been brilliant. It hasn't been perfect. We all know that. But it's been there. And Patrick Mahomes trusts this guy because that second deep ball that they threw where he contorted his body and went around the defender to catch it like nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, that was a hell of a catch. That was Patrick Mahomes saying, I'm going back to Tyquan Thornton. I missed him on that first play. We didn't connect on that first play, but that guy's going to be there for me, and I'm going to go right back to him. And that was all Patrick Mahomes. They said it after the game. That was Patrick's call to go back right to Tyquan Thornton like that. And I love the fact that he's building that camaraderie with Tyquan Thornton at this point in time, because when the other guys get into the mix now all of a sudden you got three, maybe four wide receivers if you factor in Hollywood Brown, and the whole dynamic of this offense changes when you get those guys back.
Yeah, I mean, again, Butker, Kelsey blow up, Juwan Taylor. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Didn't think the O-line looked
one,
good.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, the O-line looks a little lost.
Yep, didn't think the D-line was great. Like, Russell Wilson held the ball for over 3 seconds so many times. That's why they got pressure. Yeah, Russell, not because they were quick to the quarterback.
What was it they were saying last night? They were booing when Dart would come off the field.
It was great.
It's about time.
It's getting dicey in New York
right
now.
And you want to play Dallas if you're a quarterback, apparently.
Boy, Dallas's defense may be the worst in the NFL. It really may be.
Well, we used to have this guy, Michael.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And he's going back there this week to Dallas, and he's probably going to wreck some things down there in Dallas. But their defense is terrible. All right, let's start with Harrison Butker.
Okay.
All right, because now I'm looking at Harrison Butker as a liability on this roster. He is no longer somebody that I believe that I can rely on in moments to make the big kick. He has lost that this year. He has already missed 4 kicks for the Kansas City Chiefs this season. He missed an extra point and a field goal last night. He missed a field goal in the game against Philadelphia, and then he missed that extra point in the opener against the San Diego Chargers down in Brazil. And so we've got a kicker right now that is not reliable. He went from a very reliable kicker to a guy who at this point in time is not reliable. And we need him to be reliable at this point in time, because a missed kick when you're putting up 35 or 40 points a game ain't no big deal. A missed kick when you're putting up 22 points per game is a big deal. Harrison Butker is one of the biggest liabilities this side of Juwan Taylor that this team has right now. And if I were the Kansas City Chiefs, I'd bring in competition today. Not saying I'm replacing Harrison Butker, but I would start bringing in competition so he can see another kicker's kind of walking through the door to know he needs to get his head figured out, and he needs to start getting back to the Harrison Butker of old, because that's the Harrison Butker we need right now with this offense kind of in neutral until we get our weapons back. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I'm ready to start auditioning kickers right now just to send a message to Harrison Butker.
I would say, what do you say, 4 misses?
Yeah.
This year in 3 games?
Yeah.
I would say I don't have what I would normally do with Harrison Butker when the drive stalls and they're at like the 40-yard line. It's get up, throw the empty can away, open up the fridge, kind of peek. Okay, nailed it. Yeah. Now I'm just kind of like, I got to sit here and wait. I got to wait for this. This is now, you know, something that's not as automatic as it used to be, which is also something that affects your offense and your best player, because what we say many times before, Patrick Mahomes gets the ball and there's 35 seconds left and all he's got to do is get to the 35, 40-yard line and then Butker goes in there. That ain't there.
No, that's not there.
Not
anymore.
Right now.
No,
it's not.
It's not.
That's the yips, man. Like, that's get on the driving range, get with your instructor, figure out what you're doing, record it, see where you're playing. I mean, I'm not a kicking expert, but there's something that's not right. And it's like you said, it's something that was automatic and part of your, you know, silent weapons. You don't really go into games unless you're Dallas. Like, well, we got Brandon Aubrey.
Right.
But in this terminology, like, you would always be like, well, they got Butker, don't worry about, because we said is Butker a Hall of Famer?
Yeah,
like, we were talking about that preseason. Let's go back on our own words.
Oh,
were talking about how Butker's one of the most,
we're talking about best kicker of all time.
Yes. He's not even the best kicker in the NFL now.
Hell no.
No.
I mean, it's not even close. Like, his name, I was watching something yesterday. I don't know if it was a game. It was a little bit of red zone. I don't know what it was yesterday. They were talking about, like, the best kickers in the NFL. His name was not even mentioned in the conversation.
Shouldn't be.
I mean, kickers right now in the NFL who can kick a 60-yard field goal with accuracy are kind of now a dime a dozen, right? That's kind of becoming the norm in the NFL. You see it all over this league where a 60-yard field goal isn't a big attempt anymore, right? You're not worried about trotting a guy out there to kick a 55 or a 60-yard field goal. Seemingly everybody now in this league can do it. And you know, Harrison Butker as a kicker right now is reminding me of a Major League Baseball closer. Very few of them have a shelf life of 3 or 4 years, right? And maybe that's where we are with the kicker and his shelf life right now. Maybe we're at the end of that Harrison Butker shelf life right now, because what he's doing out there on the field is really detrimental to what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. Now, he's not obviously trying to go out there and miss kicks on purpose. We know all that. But this team, as we stand in 3 weeks of the season, there's no room for error right now. Maybe a little bit against the Giants because they're not good. But you got Baltimore coming in on Sunday afternoon now, right? Mm. There is no margin for error out there. And you can't trot Harrison Butker out there to kick a field goal and have him go wide left or wide right. He's got to figure this thing out right now. They need this guy more so than maybe ever, because points are a premium for this team.